This is BYU News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The Ukrainian Air Force said Tuesday destroyed a landing ship in Russia's Black Sea fleet suspected of carrying Iranian drones and a telegram post. The Ukrainian Air Force identified the ship. Its Air Force commander shared a video and telegram showing a massive explosion in Crimea. An Israeli airstrike Monday in a Damascus neighborhood killed a high-ranking Iranian general. Iranian officials and allied militant groups in the region vowed revenge for the killing but did not immediately launch any retaliatory strike. The killing of Sayed Erazi Mousavi, a long-time advisor of the Iranian Military Revolutionary Guard in Syria, comes amid ongoing fears of the Israeli-Hamas war sparking a regional spillover. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu vowed to keep up the fight against Hamas militants on Monday, while Palestinians mourn more than 100 people who Gaza health officials said were killed overnight in Israeli airstrikes.
In a Christmas message marking the first time this country has officially observed the holiday on December 25th rather than January 7th, President Volodymyr Zelensky praised the shooting down of the Russian jet fighters on Christmas Eve. Some Ukrainian forces, including some in Zaporizhia, paused to mark the new observance of Christmas. In Moscow, Russia's defense minister said its forces made an advance by taking control of a deserted town west of Donetsk, the largest city in Russian-controlled territory. I'm Norman Hall.
At least 20 people have been killed in Burundi following an attack by a rebel group based in the neighboring Democratic Republic of Congo. That's according to a Burundian government official. Among those killed were 12 children and 3 women, 2 of whom were pregnant. The attack targeted 9 homes on Friday evening in the western town of Vujizo. This is VOA News. Egypt is floating a plan to end the Israel-Hamas war. However, the proposal is getting a cool reception.
As the war rages on with a Christmas full of casualties in Gaza, Israel and Hamas have given cool public receptions to an Egyptian proposal to end the bitter conflict. But the long-standing enemies on Monday stopped short of rejecting the plan altogether, which calls for a phased hostage release and the formation of a Palestinian government of experts to administer the Gaza Strip and occupied West Bank. That's according to a senior Egyptian official and a European diplomat. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu did not comment directly on the proposal, but speaking to members of his Likud party, said the war is not close to finish. Hamas said it would not negotiate without an end to the aggression. I'm Julie Walker.
A text of a draft law posted on the website of Ukraine's parliament late Monday proposed lowering the age of those who can be mobilized for combat duty to 25 from 27.
President Volodymyr Zelensky told his end-of-year news conference on December 19th that the military had proposed mobilizing 450 to 500,000 more Ukrainians, but it was a, quote, highly sensitive issue that the military and the government would discuss before deciding whether to send the proposal to Parliament. Zelensky, who has yet to back the proposal publicly, said on December 19th that he wanted to hear more arguments for mobilizing additional people. Steve Miller, VOA News.
Britain's King Charles III spoke of people in hardship as well as the importance of peace during his traditional Christmas Day message.
In a televised address on Christmas Day, King Charles III wished Britons a Christmas of peace on earth and goodwill to all. He also stressed the importance of caring for others.
Over this past year, my heart has been warmed by countless examples of the imaginative ways in which people are caring for one another, going the extra mile to help those around them simply because they know it is the right thing to do.
It was King Charles III's first Christmas message since he was crowned in May 2023, alongside his wife, Queen Camilla. Kim Lewis, VOA News.
You'll find more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.